My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us. I don't like the Gibbs update, but look, just keep your fingers crossed. Hamstrings and groins, it's a pain in the ass. Those are real nagging injuries. Get it right by week one. Ease them in. Long season. Yeah.
See, I was about to say, I'm not even saying you need them by week one, because your goal is not to win the game against the Rams. Your goal is to go all the way and win the Super Bowl. So if that means you have to sit him a couple of extra weeks to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It was like with I forgot what Kelsey's injury was last year.
Which
with
one?
The Chiefs early when he didn't play against the Lions. And they were like, well, if it was the playoffs,
yeah,
he would have played in the game, but it's a regular season game, so we're good. And if I'm Detroit, yeah, sit him as long as possible. You can afford to lose a couple games because you want to win the big game.
I think it's interesting. Last week or so, you're seeing a lot of hype surrounding a team in this division. It's not the Lions, and it's not the Packers, and it's been the Chicago Bears. And look, I've said for a few months, I'm willing to be made fun of. I don't really care. I think the Bears are going to be a ball breaker this year. I don't think they're ready, but I think they remind me a lot of what you were 2 years ago, a team that flirted with 500, was in the graphic in December. You flatlined the Packers and kept them out of the playoffs, and everybody knew, unless you were a hater, this Lions team was ready to roll for 2023. I think that's the Bears. I mean, it's clear the Packers are going to have a huge say in this division. I do believe whoever wins this division between the Pack and the Lions is going to go to the Super Bowl. But my question is, are you willing to accept that the Chicago Bears are you 2 years ago? That, look, Rico, you said this before the show, and you're right. The Bears, they had you dead to rights twice. You kind of needed a miracle to get out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bears have a ton of talent. They have a top 10 defense. They've added, you know, their version of C.J. Stroud. They got offensive weapons everywhere. I'm not telling you they're ready-made. I just want to know this. In this town, you, if it's not blue Kool-Aid, people aren't sipping. Where are you at with it? Like, I think the North is going to be like the 1-1A toughest division in football. I think it's very similar to the AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
This division is hard.
It is. Which leads you to wonder, you know, who's for the Lions, who's that biggest threat? Is it the Bears? Because you're right. The Bears, they should have beat you. And it took an epic collapse here at Ford Field. But then, you know, you go to Chicago and that thing was over. You saw outdoor golf and he did not look like he was a – he looked like outdoor golf. I mean, cold weather, yeah, it just didn't get – it didn't happen. When you look at the Bears, a lot of it is how much do you believe in Caleb Williams? Can he become C.J. Stroud? Is he that person? Because, yeah, they do have the defense. I still say it's Green Bay. But a lot of people are buying into Chicago. And then I would also say, to add to your argument, don't sleep on the Vikings. Because though you beat them, those were entertaining games. I mean, they went out there and put up 400 or 500 yards worth of offense. You just outscored them. It wasn't like you were stopping them defensively.
Let me give you an example. You can do what you want with this. And if you think it's fooey, that's fine. Here are the betting odds for the NFC North. And I'm just sampling a couple of different books, okay? The Lions are the favorite at plus 130. So not minus odds, but plus 130. The Packers come in at plus 230. The Chicago Bears, plus 275.
Wow.
Minnesota Vikings are plus 950. So separation of church and state. But the Bears are not viewed all that different by a couple of books. If you want to go to the greatest odds spread, okay, no problem. So Lions plus 140, Vikings plus 200, Bears plus 300, Vikings plus 1,000. The Chicago Bears are being treated as a team that's not quite as good as Green Bay, but is close. I want to know if you buy it. And if you buy it, you're kind of agreeing with where I'm at with it, which is this division is going to be harder than you imagine. I think, look, I've heard a lot, and I'm not mad at anybody, but I think people are getting high on their own supply talking about this team going 14-3 or 15-2. That's not real. And that's not a shot. I think you're a Super Bowl team. But the Kansas City Chiefs don't win 14-15 games. This division is brutally difficult. This is not the AFC East the Patriots ruled for a long time with a lot of bad teams in it, where you always had two free wins against, well, each of them, and it was six. Mm-hmm. I think the division's going to be very difficult in a few short weeks. I want to know if you're coming to that realization, or do you believe the Bears are simply fake, it's hype, they're garbage, etc. 248-539-9797. And just to be clear, I wouldn't bet the Bears to win this division. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think you're going 2-0 against them. And I don't think you're going 2-0 against the Pack. What, David? Is that not offensive or incendiary?
It's not. I've believed for a long time that they probably split the division.
Well,
now you're the Antichrist. Hope you're ready.
Well, here's the thing. You got to assume that the game that they're going to, if they split, is going to be December 22nd in Chicago. Bad weather. Normally where golf does not play his best. I think it's his only outdoor cold weather game all season long. Except, David, they play them a few weeks before that in a game that they haven't won for seven straight years. Okay? We talk about losing to Seattle in a couple of years. They haven't won a Thanksgiving Day game going back to 2016. They got the Bears. Could be problematic.
You know, the other interesting thing, if you go back in the history of the NFC North, if you care about a betting thing or just using it as a predictive measure, the NFC North has actually had a lot of volatility. Do you realize that only, God, a couple times in the last decade has the favorite actually won the damn thing? I mean, the Bears happened to be the longest shot back in 2018. They were plus 800. They went 12-4. You know, plus 240 for the Vikings, 13-4. Plus 225 for the Pack, 13-3. Plus 500 for the Vikings in 15, 10-6. There's a volatility to it.
Who was the betting favorite last year? Was it the Lions?
God almighty, was it?
I don't know.
It may have been.
I think it...
It was either them or Minnesota.
I was about to say, I think it was Minnesota last year.
Might have been. Look, the whole point is, I think...
Yeah, it was, and then Cousins died. That's
yes.
What it was.
Yes. I think this division is brutally difficult. I do think the Bears are going to win a meaningful game somewhere, and you hope it's not against you. I would just love to know. And again, if you find Gator's roof color more entertaining, God bless. But this is what we're doing.
I'm thinking more of a tan.
Right. Ascot orange. 248-539-9797. You don't want to talk about football, I don't know what to tell you. Turn on Oprah and figure it out. David?
Turn on Oprah.
I mean, we watch the programs. Is Sally Jesse Raphael on right now?
Sally Jesse.
Maury Povich, you are not the father.
Right. I'll read a couple texts here. Chicago, 6 wins at best. Nail polish is not a good quarterback. We have not seen any of Caleb Williams in the NFL. How can I buy any of the hype or the comparison with the Lions? Caleb is unknown.
Okay. Why don't you look at the roster, dumb? See, you know what? This is where Lion fan and Michigan fan is the same fan. You can't talk. You just can't have a conversation.
Not right now. You can't.
It's full politics.
Right. Because think of it like this. If Caleb can do what Justin Fields did, and nobody considered him to be a good quarterback, right? Except for he had you on the run, literally and figuratively, 2 games last year.
You just look at the roster.
They have a defense that's an elite defense.
Right, it's top 10 defense.
So,
and their offense, go look at the weapons. Go look at what they've put together. Look, you're not the only shrewd operation in town here. And no one is saying that you won't win the division. But I think it's going to be a lot more difficult than you believe or the media is discussing. But if you don't want to have that conversation and you want to talk mailboxes, you can go do that.
Yeah, because starting November 3rd is when you're going to start playing the Packers and the Bears. So that's where things are going to get dicey. And those are going to be the games that figure out that division, that little six game round robin tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David, go ahead.
And to the Lions fans, you know, they were really good last year, but it still came down to the last game of the season on who was going to win that division. And you're right, Rico. They were very close to losing that game against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
And they did not look great against the Bears last year. And the Bears...
I mean, your defense... The Minnesota game, if you liked offense, was fun to watch.
Oh, yes, for sure.
But no defense was being played.
Yeah, but I think Lions fans, they're doing what they typically do. What Detroiters do. Only look at what your team is, what they have, and you're ignoring everything else in the division.
David, you didn't know that only your team got better in the offseason? Only your draft picks are going to be some impact players? Everybody else, they downgraded themselves. Only your team got better. Just remember that.
Well, that's why I'm tired of all of it. I'm sick of all of it. I'm sick of not being able to have a conversation. I mean, it's sports, man. Like, we all think the Lions are a really good football team. But if you can't have an adult conversation that other teams are getting better too, that I think the NFC North is going to be in its most competitive state, maybe in my time in this town, then I just don't get it. But this is what we're doing now. Everyone has just been dumbed down to a point that they can't think freely. They only believe what they're told. And you can't have a conversation because if it doesn't align with your beliefs, well, then it's wrong and it's a conspiracy. No, it's just real. Like, the Bears are building a really good team, and they're going to be a pain in the ass. The Packers are a complete pain in the ass. I hate the fact that they went from Favre to Rodgers and Rodgers to Love. I can't change that it happened. Maybe they did a blood oath. Maybe they get the good luck because they live in hell on earth, a.k.a. Green Bay, Wisconsin. But, guys, this is going to be SummerSlam, I think, the next few years. And there's no guarantee you're going to get this done. I just prefer to have a realistic approach to a season versus this dream sequence stuff.
Yeah, and remember, the number one seed last year had 12 victories, not 14 in the NFC.
No, but if you say 11 or 12, you're a hater.
I know, but that's why I was like, oh, it's going to be 14. Like, guys, San Francisco was the number one seed. They had 12 victories.
248-539-9797. See what the people have to say with it. Are you accepting of the Bears conversation in this division? And if not, why? Let's do a little better than nail polish. Maybe.
Just how about we do it a lot better than nail polish?
Okay. 248-539-9797.
Kenny, I blame you. I don't know why.
97-1.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to the callers. Bottom line, the Bears are the darling right now. I've been telling you for months I buy in. I think they're going to be a ball breaker. No, they're not winning this division. I think they're you 2 years ago. They'll be in the graphic, which means they're going to be a pain in the ass. Now, maybe they help you. Maybe they beat the pack. Maybe they aid your quest. But maybe they also beat you. And I want to know if you're accepting that this is a three-team thing. I want to understand, you know, do you believe this is more than just you in the pack? David, some ticket texts. Kenny, what are you doing? What's happening here? There he is.
The Lions can be a better team and have less wins. This division is going to take 10 to 11 wins, in my opinion, and three teams now have a pulse.
With you on it completely, and guess what? If J.J. McCarthy's ready at some point in the middle of the year, if the Vikings will look very dangerous. Yeah, obviously, Addison has a suspension. Hockenson's got some health issues. Justin Jefferson's just miserable right now. But if they actually have a quarterback by the middle of the year, that's not a team anyone wants to mess around with. And if you don't believe me, you almost lost to Nick Mullins. Uh-oh.
I agree. Bears are a couple years out, though. I believe Caleb is the real deal, though. He just needs experience. Offensive line is where I want to see a lot more improvement, though. Someone else says, not enough Lions fans realize how good 4-2 against the division is.
Any team in football, if they could sign a blood oath with Satan to guarantee 4-2 in their division, I don't care what division they're in, they would sign it now. Any team in football, even San Francisco.
Kansas City would do that in a heartbeat.
100%.
Yes.
The days of New England running a bad AFC East and going 6-0 every year, it's really hard to do. And it also, if your division's any good, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. Look, if the Lions come out and they are a transformer and they just turn it up to even another gear, other teams have injuries. Sure, totally different. But I go into this season going, this is not going to be the dream sequence it was last year. And remember, I know you've blocked it out of your minds. Green Bay came in here and hit you in the skull with a garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And they got better. They had the same game against San Francisco you did. The same game.
I think the Lions will finish third behind Green Bay and Whoa. The Packers this season. That Whoa. Is from Mike.
All right, now that's a little negative. All right, let's get to the people. Let's go to Michael, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. What's going on, Mike? What's up, Rico?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I agree with you with the Bears being not really a threat to win the conference, but being that team that could knock either us or the Packers out. You know, they have that top-tier defense. They added some weapons around Caleb Williams. And, I mean, the conversation changed a little bit if Caleb Williams turns out to have that C.J. Stroud kind of year. You know, that it makes it a legitimate three-team race. And
well, and again, when you look at what the Bears did, I mean, I don't take it lightly. I mean, their top two receivers are Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. You have a highly productive tight end in Cole Kmet. You have this generational talent at quarterback. I feel like they warrant a little bit more respect than they're getting over here.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with you. And like I said, if Caleb Williams can take that step and, I mean, even just look comfortable out there, it's going to be a tough. They're going to be a tough out, no matter whether it's indoor or outdoors. You know, that defense is going to keep them in games, and all they need is one of those playmakers to go off and make a play, and
yeah, Michael,
a whole different ball game.
It does give you the feel a lot of what the Texans had, where you had defense and you had a quarterback with some young receivers. Don't make mistakes, and then all of a sudden they started believing in themselves, and you saw what the Texans did. I'm not saying that, you know, he's going to be the next C.J. Stroud, but the formula is there that I do think it's going to be difficult.
You know who I forgot?
Who?
Your godson.
Rome.
Keenan, Rome, DJ, Kmet, DeAndre Swift, Caleb Williams, top 10 defense, and I'm supposed to act like it's a walkover? I can't do it. That's not a shot at the Lions. I think the Lions are fantastic. But here's something. Okay, I'm a Giants fan. My team is dog water. Okay. The NFC East never has a repeat champion. Why? It's really effing hard. Okay? It's hard to do. And I think the Lions have a great shot to do this. But I don't think it is some guarantee. And I'm sure as hell not doing what I've heard other guys on this station talking about 14, 15 wins. That's...
If who said 15? I've heard 14.
Oh, really?
He was at 14. He was willing to concede three losses, but they were going to be close losses.
And the other guy had him 17-0.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. Let's go over to Austin, 97.1. Austin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Hey. What's going on?
Just wanted to say I agree with your last points with the fact that Caleb Williams has a rookie quarterback has never been this insulated. Like, he's got, like you said, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze. He's got the good running backs. He's got the tight ends, and he's got the defense. But I also wanted to bring up that defense is only going to get better. They only started performing well after they got Montez Sweat.
Yep.
And I think once they fully gel together, they're going to be even scarier.
No, I'm with you. I mean, they've got talent at every level on that defense. And I, you know, the other thing, too, I mean, Austin Rico's always said it. I can't make fun of him. It's the hardest thing to stop in this league is a mobile quarterback. And it's been an Achilles heel for the Lions for how long? Hell, you could make a case. It's what got you beat in the San Francisco game. Brock Purdy on two critical scrambles.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to stop. Well, the Bears have arguably one of the best ones now. So, yeah, I'm with you. And it's – look, I think you should view it as have – it is awesome when your team is good and you're constantly playing big games and your division is respected. You're going to be on national TV all the time. But it is anything but easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would love to see where fans are at a few weeks out.
And I do think that you're also going to get everybody's best shot.
Okay. Now that – okay. Cookies, I talked to him early, and we were goofing around after the pod, and I asked him, I go, so, like, what's on your mind with Campbell tomorrow? And one of the things he's going to ask is like the transition from being the hunter to the hunted. Mm-hmm. This is something this team and primarily the players on it have never faced.
Mike, the Lions have become a circle game, meaning other teams get the schedule and they circle Detroit. We got to bring our A game to go and play the Lions, especially at Ford Field. We got to come up with plays. We got to design some schemes. We got to come up with new wrinkles to beat the Lions. It used to be the Lions were the game where you could rest your injured starters, where you didn't have to go out there and play. That's what, but not anymore. Now it's this team is a recognizable force in the NFL. It's going to be different. You're not going to get a day off from any team. You're going to find out what it's like to be Kansas City, what it's like to be Philadelphia, what it's like to be San Francisco, what it's like to be those teams at the top that get the best punch each and every time.
And I have full confidence Dan Campbell will do a great job in conditioning this team to be ready, but it makes it more difficult. But remember a couple of years ago, Kyler Murray basically said we didn't even study our playbook when they came here?
Yeah.
Those days are done.
And Dan Campbell said that was one of the things that he had to preach to his team. Like, hey, guys, I was on a Giants team that won the division, and then we kind of just were soft, and we didn't want to practice, and we didn't want to do this, and the next thing you know.
You know who I blame? Eli Manning. All right.
I thought you were going to say me.
248-539-9797. Eli, terrible leader. All right. David, a few ticket texts. We'll keep the calls going. It's just a question. A couple of weeks out, Bears are the darling right now. And look, Rico and I aren't doing what some people in the media are doing. I'm not calling for the Bears to win the division. I've heard it. I've read it. I'm not telling you they're ready to make the playoffs. I think they're absolutely ready to be a ball breaker. And I want to know if you are willing to call this a two-team race with the Packers or a three-team race with the Bears, or do you simply believe this division is yours? Now, I think the last opinion's the most delusional. It's the NFL. And this division is very good.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the next AFC North with the Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns.
Well, I like your stat, Mike, of just, you know, there's really the favorites really rarely win this division.
It's hard to do.
And because it's the NFL. I mean, no one saw the Vikings losing Kirk Cousins pretty much for the year and them having to rely on a backup QB and not really being that Vikings team that we all thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to win the thing last year.
Also, just some news. Jahmyr Gibbs, Adam Schefter reporting, he hopes to be ready for week one. And again, hamstrings are fickle. Take your time with it. What you don't want is a reoccurrence and a nagging thing, and you're worried about the kid every time he totes the rock. Jahmyr Gibbs is so important to what you do. He's the lightning to Montgomery's thunder. Just take your time with it. And it feeds into what I'm talking about, where I'm not. Look, Terrion Arnold's hurt already. Rakestraw's hurt. I'm not playing starters in these preseason games. Not doing it. That's the other thing people don't talk about here. Yeah. This is a young secondary. Talented, but it's young.
Okay, because this is going to be unpopular and it's going to be, oh, you're a hater. And of course you say that because you like San Francisco. It takes time for a secondary this young to become good. Can they become a lockdown, lights out secondary? Absolutely. But guys, the Sauce Gardeners of the world don't just get grown on trees. It's rare. Just like CJ Stroud, it's rare that you have an impact rookie like that. So these two guys are going to find out almost immediately what life in the NFL is about, especially like if Nacua ends up playing for the Rams, because it's going to be him and Cooper Kupp. And then you're going to follow that up with Mike Evans. And then you're going to have DK Metcalf. It's like, you're not going to start the year off playing Bowling Green. Okay. This is the NFL and everybody's got star receivers. And guess what happens? If you get juked out one time, that's a 60-yard bomb.
I think the other interesting thing is the parallels you can draw for Caleb Williams to CJ Stroud is that, look, Stroud walked into a situation where they had Devin Singletary and Damian Pierce, had a stud left tackle in Laremy Tunsil, and then you had Dalton Schultz, you had Tank Dell, you had Nico Collins. Like, there were weapons there, right? Well, Caleb's walking into that type of situation. It's not a typical number one pick.
Right.
You're walking into Keenan Allen. You're walking into DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift. Like, I think he doesn't have to be Stroud for that team to be dangerous, but he's set up to He's set up to be
Mike, he's set up. But going back to the Lions secondary, it's good. But that's, once again, why I wanted you to improve that defensive line, because you put pressure on the quarterback. You cut down the time that those young corners have to cover. If you don't get to the pressure, if it's just Aiden and the boys, okay, well, good luck with that, because you're going to be out there covering, and there's more than likely chance it's not going to end up going well for you.
David, what are people saying on Ticket Text?
More aligned with the odds, he says, but believe the Bears are more of a pain in the you-know-what in the second half of the season. And that what worries me, the Bears can be gotten early. The team that gels together in rookie struggles. That's Andrew in Sterling Heights.
Problem is, don't the Lions play him like twice in the last 7 weeks?
I was about to say, the problem
that's
is,
a bit of an issue.
By the time Detroit plays them, Caleb's not going to be that rookie quarterback anymore.
It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, I always assume they'll split with every NFC North team just because it's football.
I am more in line with that texter than not. It is. It's a brutal league.
Did the Packers and Bears get better? I think they did, but so did the Lions. The discussion really should be, did the Lions improve enough to keep up, though?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is like, okay, well, how much better did you get? I think the better comes from player progression, because you got so many young players. But, you know, if Carlton Davis, who's missed, what, is it 16 games the last 3 years? You know, if Carlton Davis gets hurt and you're starting a pair of rookies at corner, how you feeling? That's a little scary. You know, you're a little bit thin.
Right, because that means one of those guys is going to be going up against the other team's number one guy.
I think the Lions are better. I think it has a lot to do with the way your team's built, how you've drafted. But those other teams went out, and look, I mean, it's an arms race. You know, when the Packers go out and sign a borderline all-pro safety in Xavier McKinney, that's not a rookie. That was my Giants' arguably second-best defensive player, maybe third, behind Dexter Lawrence, and then depending on what week Kayvon Thibodeau showed up. Like, Xavier McKinney was the captain of my team. He was my favorite Giant. Like, he's good, guys. He's a real pain in the ass. And shout out Two-Tone Dreads. Great look. Great look. One side black, one blonde. Hilarious.
I think you could pull it off.
Quinshon Judkins has the same haircut.
I think Mike Valeni can pull this off.
I don't think so. No, actually not. David, go ahead.
The majority of Lions fans are also Michigan fans, so keep that in mind. One good season, and you think they're the defending Super Bowl champs.
Oh, listen. We're in a very special time in this country and this town, and we'll just leave it there. There's not a lot of room for much dialogue or hee-hees and ha-has.
With you, I'm with you 100%, Mike. Lions fans aren't used to having expectations. Doesn't always pan out, and the rest of the division looks very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, do we agree this could be the best division in football as soon as this year, but for sure next year?
Yeah, because we really don't know what Minnesota's going to be. I mean, he's just saying, Minnesota gets better on defense.
If JJ can play at all, they're going to be dangerous. Again, look at the insulation.
But see, I think for Minnesota, it's the defense. Can you step and get better? Because yeah, then that's when it...
That defense got old. It did. It got old in a hurry. You know what I mean? Yeah. It felt like yesterday Harrison Smith was a good young player. Harrison Smith's like 40.
Yeah.
Time flies, man. Especially when your team sucks. Thanks, Giants. 248-539-9797. And I hate you for making me watch Hard Knocks. It made me hate the Giants more.
I'd say watch Clipped. Not Hard Knocks.
Whoops. And look, they should have beat you twice last year. I just think it's a three-team race in the division. And sure, the Bears are the third team. You know what I've been saying about the Packers.
Right.
Or do you believe, no, this is our division.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aaron.
And by the way, Mike, before we go to Aaron, I was told to please stop knocking the New York Giants, because there are people in this town that actually like them.
Because there's a guy in a lawn chair staring at the sky. No, I don't care. Let's go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Maybe a little bit of a hot take, but I don't even think it's a three-team race for the division anymore. I think it's between us and Chicago. When you look at it, the Packers... I'm not completely sold on Jordan Love. Granted, he had a good season, but, you know, statistically, profits, however. They had the most, their opponents had the most dropped passes and the most dropped interceptions last year. They have the fifth hardest schedule as compared to the Bears with the fifth easiest schedule. So, I mean, they put all the pieces around Caleb to make them succeed. It's just a matter of can Caleb do it? And even if he's mediocre, I think, you know, that's a formula for success, what they put around him. So I don't think it's a three-team race per se.
So, Aaron, you don't see the Packers kind of like the Lions, how they finished the season 2 years ago and then carried that over and became a force in the NFL?
I think they're a force, but like I said, I'm not completely sold on Jordan Love, just based off his beginning of the season. Granted, mm-hmm. I know, but, you know, you got the second year slump, even though he's a fourth-year player. But I'm just not sold on him yet.
No, and that, hey, listen, for the Lions' sake, you hope you're right. Because if he takes another step forward, he's one of the five best QBs in football. And you're going to have to deal with that. And he, unlike you, he doesn't have some top five receiver. He doesn't have the best tight end in football. He has Jaden Reed. He's got a receiver in Watson with one hamstring. He's got the Doobie brothers. He's got, what is it, Romeo Dobbs. He's got, like, he made chicken salad out of you know what.
Yeah. Two young tight ends, yeah.
He did. So, heaven help you if he takes a step forward. I hope you're right. Maybe he's not the guy, but that's...
No, because, and that's what I think the parallel comes to Goff, because outside of Detroit, nobody really knew of any of the receivers. No one knew of any of the talent that Detroit had.
And the other kid, Wicks, where did he come from? Who?
Right.
Why does Green Bay always do this? What kind of deal with Satan did they make? Always find these damn players.
Because they're a publicly owned team.
Oh, they are not. Every hillbilly up there running around with some certificate that says you're an owner. Yeah, good for you. Try to get in the owner's suite. Go to Steve, 97.1. Steve, how you doing?
Mike, Rico, boys. How are you guys? I'm great.
Hey, super. Steve. What's going on?
Let's hear talk about what we've seen at training camp. Carter Mazur's offseason. Oh, sorry. Wrong
Jesus.
Call notes. Hockey elite.
How's Casper? 248.
Well, Mike, I know that sitting in your shopping cart right now is my Sandy and Pelican jersey.
That's right.
But again, we're gonna wait until November, October for that, or my Winter Classic tickets that I always remind you about. No, anyways, I want to bring something up. Caleb Williams, I think, is the unknown in all of this, and I question his mentals. Now, guys, in listener land, if you're going to sit there and complain about him painting his fingernails, go to therapy. Get over yourself. Grow up with the times. They've passed you by. It has nothing to do with painting his fingernails. That is the dumbest thing I've heard. But from what I observed last year, whenever he was faced with adversity, he just kind of pouted and he sulked. And what I really question is his ability to handle the mentals and the rigors of the NFL and really develop, face that adversity, and grow from it. He has all the physical attributes, but I just don't know if he has the mental attributes. And will be proven wrong or be proven right. I may be a little bit of a homer, but J.J. McCarthy, I really love his mental game by comparison. The other thing I would like to mention that you mentioned when we were coming out of the break here, Mike, is did the Lions grow enough? And I think absolutely yes, in terms of player progression and some of the acquisitions that we've made.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
All right, David, a few ticket texts. We'll keep the calls going. It's just a question. A couple of weeks out, Bears are the darling right now. And look, Rico and I aren't doing what some people in the media are doing. I'm not calling for the Bears to win the division. I've heard it. I've read it. I'm not telling you they're ready to make the playoffs. I think they're absolutely ready to be a ball breaker. And I want to know if you are willing to call this a two-team race with the Packers, or a three-team race with the Bears, or do you simply believe this division is yours? Now, I think the last opinion's the most delusional. It's the NFL. And this division is very good.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the next AFC North with the Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns.
Well, I like your stat, Mike, of just, you know, there's really the favorites really rarely win this division.
It's hard to do.
And because it's the NFL, I mean, no one saw the Vikings losing Kirk Cousins pretty much for the year, and them having to rely on a backup QB and not really being that Vikings team that we all thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to win the thing last year.
Also, just some news. Jahmyr Gibbs, Adam Schefter reporting, he hopes to be ready for week one. And again, hamstrings are fickle. Take your time with it. What you don't want is a reoccurrence and a nagging thing, and you're worried about the kid every time he totes the rock. Jahmyr Gibbs is so important to what you do. He's the lightning to Montgomery's thunder. Just take your time with it. And it feeds into what I'm talking about, where I'm not. Look, Terry Arnold's hurt already. Rakestraw's hurt. I'm not playing starters in these preseason games. Not doing it. That's the other thing people don't talk about here. Yeah. This is a young secondary. Talented, but it's young.
Okay, because this is going to be unpopular and it's going to be, oh, you're a hater. And of course you say that because you like San Francisco. It takes time for a secondary this young to become good. Can they become a lockdown, lights out secondary? Absolutely. But guys, the Sauce Gardeners of the world don't just get grown on trees. It's rare. Just like CJ Stroud, it's rare that you have an impact rookie like that. So these two guys are going to find out almost immediately what life in the NFL is about, especially like if Nacua ends up playing for the Rams, because it's going to be him and Cooper Kupp. And then you're going to follow that up with Mike Evans. And then you're going to have DK Metcalf. It's like, you know, you're not going to start the year off playing Bowling Green. Okay, this is the NFL, and yeah. everybody's got star receivers. And guess what happens? If you get juked out one time, that's a 60-yard bomb.
I think the other interesting thing is the parallels you can draw for Caleb Williams to C.J. Stroud is that, look, Stroud walked into a situation where they had Devin Singletary and Damian Pierce, had a stud left tackle in Laremy Tunsil, and then you had Dalton Schultz, you had Tank Dell, you had Nico Collins. Like, there were weapons there, yeah. right? Well, Caleb's walking into that type of situation. It's not a typical number one pick.
Right.
You're walking into Keenan Allen. You're walking into DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift. Like, I think it's – he doesn't have to be Stroud for that team to be dangerous, but he's set up to – he's set up to
no,
be
he's problem. Mike, he's set up. But going back to the Lions secondary, it's good. But that's, once again, why I wanted you to improve that defensive line – because you put pressure on the quarterback, you cut down the time that those young corners have to cover. If you don't get to the pressure, if it's just Aiden and the boys, okay, well, good luck with that because you're going to be out there covering and there's more than likely chance it's not going to end up going well for you.
David, what are people saying on Ticket Text?
More aligned with the odds, he says, but believe the Bears are more of a pain in the you-know-what in the second half of the season. And that what worries me, the Bears can be gotten early. It's a team that gels together in rookie struggles. That's Andrew in Sterling Heights.
Problem is, don't the Lions play them like twice that's in the last 7 weeks?
And I was about to say, yeah. the problem is,
that's a bit of an issue.
By the time Detroit plays them, Caleb's not going to be that rookie quarterback anymore.
It's the NFL any given Sunday. I always assume they'll split with every NFC North team just because it's football.
I am more in line with that texter than not. It's a brutal league.
Did the Packers and Bears get better? I think they did, but so did the Lions. The discussion really should be, did the Lions improve enough to keep up, though?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is like, okay, well, how much better did you get? I think the better comes from player progression because you got so many young players, but you know, if Carlton Davis, who's missed, what, is it 16 games the last 3 years? You know, if Carlton Davis gets hurt and you're starting a pair of rookies at corner, how you feeling? That's a little scary. You know, you're a little bit thin.
Right, because that means one of those guys is going to be going up against the other team's number one guy.
I think the Lions are better. I think it has a lot to do with the way your team's built, how you've drafted. But those other teams went out and, it's an arms race. You know, when the Packers go out and sign a borderline all-pro safety in Xavier McKinney, that's not a rookie. That was my Giants' arguably second-best defensive player, maybe third, behind Dexter Lawrence, and then depending on what week Kayvon Thibodeau showed up. Like, Xavier McKinney was the captain of my team. He was my favorite Giant. Like, he's good, guys. He's a real pain in the ass. And shout-out Two-Tone Dreads. Great look. Great look. One side black, one blonde. Hilarious.
I think you could pull it off.
Quinshon Judkins has the same haircut.
I think Mike Valeni can pull this off.
I don't think so. No, actually not. David, go ahead.
The majority of Lions fans are also Michigan fans, so keep that in mind. One good season, and you think they're the defending Super Bowl champs.
Oh, listen. We're in a very special time in this country and this town, and we'll just leave it there. There's not a lot of room for much dialogue or hee-hees and ha-has.
With you, I'm with you 100%, Mike. Lions fans aren't used to having expectations. Doesn't always pan out, and the rest of the division looks very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, do we agree this could be the best division in football as soon as this year, but for sure next year?
Yeah, because we really don't know what Minnesota's going to be. He's just saying, Minnesota gets better on defense.
If JJ can play at all, they're going to be dangerous. Again, look at the insulation.
But see, I think for Minnesota, it's the defense. Can you step and get better? Because yeah, then that's when
That defense got old. It did. It got old in a hurry. You know what I mean? Yeah. It felt like yesterday Harrison Smith was a good young player. Harrison Smith's like 40.
Yeah.
Time flies, man. Especially when your team sucks. Thanks, Giants. 248-539-9797. And I hate you for making me watch Hard Knocks. It made me hate the Giants more.
I'd say watch Clipped, not Hard Knock.
Whoops. And look, they should have beat you twice last year. I just think it's a three-team race in the division. And sure, the Bears are the third team. You know what I've been saying about the Packers.
Right.
Or do you believe, no. This is our division.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aaron.
And by the way, Mike, before we go to Aaron, I was told to please stop knocking the New York Giants because there are people in this town that actually like them.
Because there's a guy in a lawn chair staring at the sky. No, I don't care. Let's go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Maybe a little bit of a hot take, but I don't even think it's a three-team race for the division anymore. I think it's between us and Chicago. When you look at it, the Packers, I'm not completely sold on Jordan Love. Granted, he had a good season, but, you know, statistically, they had their opponents had the most dropped passes and the most dropped interceptions last year. They have the fifth hardest schedule as compared to the Bears with the fifth easiest schedule. They put all the pieces around Caleb to make them succeed. It's just a matter of can Caleb do it? And even if he's mediocre, I think, you know, that's a formula for success what they put around him. So I don't think it's a three-team race per se.
So Aaron, you don't see the Packers kind of like the Lions, how they finished the season 2 years ago and then carried that over and became a force in the NFL?
I think they're a force, but like I said, I'm not completely sold on Jordan Love, just based off his beginning of the season. Granted, mm-hmm. I know, but, you know, you got the second-year slump, even though he's a fourth-year player. But I'm just not sold on him yet.
No, listen, for the Lions' sake, you hope you're right. Because if he takes another step forward, he's one of the five best QBs in football. And you're going to have to deal with that. And he, unlike you, he doesn't have some top five receiver. He doesn't have the best tight end in football. He has Jaden Reed. He's got a receiver in Watson with one hamstring. He's got the Doobie brothers. He's what is it, Romeo Doubs. He's got, like, he made chicken salad out of you know what.
Yeah. Two young tight ends, yeah.
He did. So, heaven help you if he takes a step forward. I hope you're right. Maybe he's not the guy, but that's...
No, because, and that's where I think the parallel comes to Goff, because outside of Detroit, nobody really knew of any of the receivers. No one knew of any of the talent that Detroit had.
And the other kid, Wicks, where did he come from? Who?
Right.
Why does Green Bay always do this? What kind of deal with Satan did they make? Always find these damn players.
Because they're a publicly owned team.
Oh, they are not. Every hillbilly up there running around with some certificate that says you're an owner. Yeah, good for you. Try to get in the owner's suite. Go to Steve, 97.1. Steve, how you doing?
Mike, Rico, boys. How are you guys? I'm great.
Hey, super. Steve. What's going on?
Let's hear talk about what we've seen at training camp. Carter Mazur's offseason. Oh, sorry.
Wrong Jesus. Call notes.
Hockey elite.
How's Casper? 248.
Well, Mike, I know that sitting in your shopping cart right now is my Sandy and Pelican jersey.
That's right.
But again, we're gonna wait until November, October for that, or my Winter Classic tickets that I always remind you about. No, anyways, I want to bring something up. Caleb Williams, I think, is the unknown in all of this. And I question his mentals. Now, guys, in listener land, if you're going to sit there and complain about him painting his fingernails, go to therapy. Get over yourself. Grow up with the times. They passed you by. It has nothing to do with painting his fingernails. That is the dumbest thing I've heard. But from what I observed last year, whenever he was faced with adversity, he just kind of pouted and he sulked. And what I really question is his ability to handle the mentals and the rigors of the NFL and really develop, face that adversity and grow from it. He has all the physical attributes, but I just don't know if he has the mental attributes and will be proven wrong or be proven right. I may be a little bit of a homer, but J.J. McCarthy, I really love his mental game by comparison. The other thing I would like to mention that you mentioned when we were coming out of the break here, Mike, is did the Lions grow enough? And I think absolutely yes, in terms of player progression and some of the acquisitions that we've made. Specifically, one thing I'd like to mention, though, is culture. We need to reevaluate the whole term of being lionized, because Jameson Williams has thoroughly been lionized by this organization. And in all of the best ways possible.
Yes.
I work for a software company, and I have a quarterly onsite where I go down to Atlanta. And I was sitting there in the hotel talking to everyone, talking to my team, talking to people that are Bears fans, that are Bengals fans, all across the country. And they said, he's a bust. He's a bum.
No.
And I tell them time and time again, I said, you watch out. I would take that over in a heartbeat. Hell, I would take it with an extra 100 yards on it. He is going to get at least 850 yards. He's probably even more possibly this year.
Yeah, he's primed.
Campbell?
This is it, though. Yeah. Like right here, right now, Steve, as long as he's healthy, I agree with everything you're saying. He's done the right stuff.
Absolutely.
We're not hearing about him off the field. And he is the guy that can take this offense to a new dimension. He's kind of that DeSean Jackson deep threat weapon. You need it. You got to have it to keep defenses honest. You got to make sure the defense every time they go, all right, where's J-Mo? Because I got to have someone over the top. That will help you in so many ways. Now, I'm with him on that. But it has to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't, again, injuries is a part of reliability. You know, you got to be dependable. You got to be available. Availability is a skill. As long as he's healthy, yeah. I mean, if I'd be shocked if he didn't have a really good year. Wouldn't you?
No, I'm with you.
Now, hater.
Here's your hater. The biggest, can Goff get him the ball deep?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, the quarterback who led the league in yak.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
But J-Mo always has to sit and wait for the ball to get there,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, then.
Oh, signed every one of the pregame shows that I do. Can Goff get him the ball deep?
Oh, God, help me.
Best people just, well, you never mind.
But I'm the hater.
I want to write a book called Why Is Everyone So Stupid? Honestly. Can Goff get him the ball? The guy's been playing at a Pro Bowl level for 2 years. You just paid him $50 million
a year.
He
can throw. No, but when J-Mo is so fast, he gets there,
right,
and he has to wait, and he has to come back. And you never
he's
hit
a superhero.
Him
he can actually break the sound barrier, and that's why J-Mo can outrun whatever Goff does.
Okay. Wow, Lions fans. Just wow.
Wow. I got nothing.
You know what? The next time I get one of those calls on the pregame show, I'm driving to your house, getting you out of bed, and you're going to fill in for me.
The out-of-bed part, you don't have to worry about. It'd be the second part. You've got a 0% shot. All right.
Come on, you and cookies. Cash the ticket.
I'm all set. See his ugly mug 5 days a week. I don't need a sixth. All right, let's get to some football in a different way. College Football Blitz, next, 97.1. And look, they should have beat you twice last year. I just think it's a three-team race in the division. And sure, the Bears are the third team. You know what I've been saying about the Packers.
Right.
Or do you believe, no. This is our division.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aaron.
And by the way, Mike, before we go to Aaron, I was told to please stop knocking the New York Giants because there are people in this town that actually like them.
Because there's a guy in a lawn chair staring at the sky. No. I don't care. Let's go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Maybe a little bit of a hot take, but I don't even think it's a three-team race for the division anymore. I think it's between us and Chicago. When you look at it, the Packers, I'm not completely sold on Jordan Love. Granted, he had a good season, but, you know, statistically, they had their opponents had the most dropped passes and the most dropped interceptions last year. They have the fifth hardest schedule as compared to the Bears with the fifth easiest schedule. So, I mean, they put all the pieces around Caleb to make them succeed. It's just a matter of can Caleb do it? And even if he's mediocre, I think, you know, that's a formula for success what they put around him. So I don't think it's a three-team race per se.
So Aaron, you don't see the Packers kind of like the Lions, how they finished the season 2 years ago and then carried that over and became a force in the NFL?
I think they're a force, but like I said, I'm not completely sold on Jordan Love just based off his beginning of the season. Granted, mm-hmm. I know, but, you know, you got the second-year slump, even though he's a fourth-year player. But I'm just not sold on him yet.
No, and that, hey, listen, for the Lions' sake, you hope you're right. Because if he takes another step forward, he's one of the five best QBs in football. And you're going to have to deal with that. And he, unlike you, he doesn't have some top-five receiver. He doesn't have the best tight end in football. He has Jaden Reed. He's got a receiver in Watson with one hamstring. He's got the Doobie brothers. He's got, what is it, Romeo Dobbs. He's got, like, he made chicken salad out of you know what.
Yeah. Two young tight ends, yeah.
He did. So, heaven help you if he takes a step forward. I hope you're right. Maybe he's not the guy, but that's...
No, because, and that's what I think the parallel comes to Goff, because outside of Detroit, nobody really knew of any of the receivers. No one knew of any of the talent that Detroit had.
And the other kid, Wicks, where did he come from? Who?
Right.
Why does Green Bay always do this? What kind of deal with Satan did they make? Always find it's these damn players.
They're a publicly owned team.
Oh, they are not. Every hillbilly up there running around with some certificate that says you're an owner. Yeah, good for you. Try to get in the owner's suite. Go to Steve, 97.1. Steve, how you doing?
Mike, Rico, boys, how are you guys? I'm great.
Hey, super. Steve. What's going on?
Let's hear talk about what we've seen at training camp. Carter Mazur's offseason. Oh, sorry. Wrong
Jesus.
Call notes. Hockey elite.
How's Casper? 248.
Well, Mike, I know that sitting in your shopping cart right now is my Sandy and Pelican jersey.
That's right.
But again, we're gonna wait until November, October for that, or my Winter Classic tickets that I always remind you about. No, anyways, I want to bring something up. Caleb Williams, I think, is the unknown in all of this, and I question his mentals. Now, guys, in listener land, if you're gonna sit there and complain about him painting his fingernails, go to therapy. Get over yourself. Grow up with the times. They passed you by. It has nothing to do with painting his fingernails. That is the dumbest thing I've heard. But from what I observed last year, whenever he was faced with adversity, he just kind of pouted and he sulked. And what I really question is his ability to handle the mentals and the rigors of the NFL and really develop, face that adversity, and grow from it. He has all the physical attributes, but I just don't know if he has the mental attributes. And we'll be proven wrong or be proven right. I may be a little bit of a homer, but J.J. McCarthy, I really love his mental game by comparison. The other thing I would like to mention that you mentioned when we were coming out of the break here, Mike, is did the Lions grow enough? And I think absolutely yes, in terms of player progression and some of the acquisitions that we've made. Specifically, one thing I'd like to mention, though, is culture. We need to reevaluate the whole term of being lionized, because Jameson Williams has thoroughly been lionized by this organization and in all of the best ways possible.
Yes.
I work for a software company, and I have a quarterly onsite where I go down to Atlanta, and I was sitting there in the hotel talking to everyone, talking to my team, talking to people that are Bears fans, that are Bengals fans all across the country. And they said, he's a bust. He's a bum.
No.
And I tell them time and time again, I said, you watch out. I would take that over in a heartbeat. Hell, I would take it with an extra 100 yards on it. He is going to get at least 850 yards. He's probably even more possibly this year.
Yeah, he's primed.
Campbell.
This is it, though. Yeah. Like right here, right now, Steve, as long as he's healthy, I agree with everything you're saying. He's done the right stuff.
Absolutely.
We're not hearing about him off the field. And he is the guy that can take this offense to a new dimension. He's kind of that DeSean Jackson deep threat weapon. You need it. You got to have it to keep defenses honest. You got to make sure the defense every time they go, all right, where's J-Mo? Because I got to have someone over the top. That will help you in so many ways. Now, I'm with him on that, but it has to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't, again, injuries is a part of reliability. You know, you got to be dependable. You got to be available. Availability is a skill. As long as he's healthy, yeah. I mean, I'd be shocked if he didn't have a really good year. Wouldn't you?
No, I'm with you.
Now, hater. Hater.
Here's your hater. The biggest, can Goff get him the ball deep?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, the quarterback who led the league in yak.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
But J-Mo always has to sit and wait for the ball to get there.
Oh,
Mike.
Okay, then.
Oh, signed everyone under the pregame shows that I do. Can Goff get him the ball deep?
Oh, God, help me.
Most people just, well, you never mind.
But I'm the hater.
I want to write a book called Why Is Everyone So Stupid? Honestly. Can Goff get him the ball? The guy's been playing at a Pro Bowl level for 2 years. You just paid him $50 million
a year.
Oh,
no, no, he can throw. No, but when J-Mo is so fast, he gets there,
right,
and he has to wait, and he has to come back. And you never
hit
him in stride.
He's a superhero. He can actually break the sound barrier, and that's why J-Mo can outrun whatever Goff does.
Okay. Wow, Lions fans. Just wow.
Wow. I got nothing.
You know what? The next time I get one of those calls on the pregame show, I'm driving to your house, getting you out of bed, and you're going to fill in for me.
The out of bed part, you don't have to worry about. It'd be the second part. You've got a 0% shot. All right.
Come on, you and cookies. Cash the ticket.
I'm all set. See his ugly mug 5 days a week. I don't need a sixth. All right, let's get to some football in a different way. College Football Blitz, next, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.